The serpent he was wearing as a crown shoved its blunt nose toward the prisoner, tongue flickering as its beady reptilian eyes surveyed him. Gridge was immediately reduced to a blubbering, whimpering wreck.
Oh, don't hurt me, Your Highness. I ain't done nothing wrong. It was Schleg's fault. He led me astray through your territory. I was lost. Just trying to find my way out of it. That's all. I swear on me mother's whiskers.
At a signal from Corvus, the toads grabbed the nest, opening it at the top. They dragged Gridge up so that his head was exposed, then retired the net, leaving him still imprisoned, but with his head free. Terrified into silence, the rat stood trembling. Corvus paced up and down in front of his captive, then suddenly snapped out,
"Jack! Where are the eyes of the great Doom White?"
Bridge was surprised for a moment, but he replied as respectfully as he could.
"What do you mean, Highness? I don't know nothing about no eyes. On me honour, I don't."
Corvus moved like lightning, latching his lethal beak onto Gridge's ear and wrenching his head so that he could see the statue on the island.
"Behold the great Doom White. Where are its eyes?"
Wincing under the pain of the raven's beak, Gridge wailed.
"Oh, I've never seen that thing before, Your Highness. I don't know what you're talking about. Believe me."
The raven released his prisoner as the snake hissed,
"Hold him where I can stare into his eyes."
With talon and beak, a gang of carrion birds held Gridge upright and motionless. Two toads scrambled up the net and gripped his head, pulling back the rat's eyelids, forcing him to look. Corvus came close again, allowing the smooth snake to come eye to eye with Gridge. The flickering tongue was touching Gridge's nose tip as the serpent spoke.
"No beast can lie to Sicaris. I seek the truth in your eyes. Let me gaze into your hidden secrets."
Bridge had no choice. Gripped tightly as he was, his stare forcibly held upon the reptile. Slowly, slowly, Sicaris weaved a pattern with her head. Moving from one side to the other, the rat's eyes began following until they were moving automatically. Sicaris moved even closer, whispering strange, sibilant things to Gridge. His mouth scarcely moved, but low words were coming from it in a kind of sighing monotone. The snake halted their interrogation by drawing back and tapping her chin lightly on the raven's beak. Corvus allowed Sicaris to take up her perch upon his head plumes. She whispered to him,
"The beast is not from these parts. He knows nothing of the eyes. He is brainless."
Corvus' skirt took off, flying into the sulphur-laden fumes of his cave. He circled, casting his swift dark eye on those awaiting his pronouncement. Landing gracefully on the island, directly at the base of the statue, he made two choppy movements with his beak, one at the rat, still imprisoned by the net, the other to the steaming, bubbling pool. The cave echoed to the din of eager carrion birds. Gridge was still in a trance as the toads looped a rope through the net and knotted it. He hardly felt himself being dragged to the rim of the pool. The constantly boiling water of the bottomless lake woke him. He gave one long, agonized scream. It cut through the cawing and harking of carrion birds. Then he was gone, plunging down into the scalding depths of opaque green. Viku, the crow leader, tugged on the rope, watching the thermal action of the water bobbing the net-enveloped carcass of Gridge around beneath the surface. He turned to Grid the magpie.
"Crack, we will feast well tonight. Come, I will take you to Corvusker now."
Outside, the driving rains continued to pound the forested hillside, which housed the Doom White's domain. A dark beast moved like a storm shadow along the hill slopes, restless, ever alert. Ceasing its labours of digging away at the hillside, moving rocks and hacking at roots, the strong, sleek creature took up its post like a sentinel upon the huge mound, watching, waiting, planning, as its fierce, vengeful eyes gazed at the cavern entrance, the only way in and the only way out of the raven's foul realm. The dark beast stayed motionless, always watching, waiting, planning.